ಜಯರ ದಮಾದವ ಕುಂದವಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪಿ ಜಾನವಲ್ಲ ತಿರಿವಾರದಲ್ಲಿ ಗೋಪಿ ಜಾನವಲ್ಲ ಗಿರಿವಾರದಲ್ಲಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜಾನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜಾನರಂಜನ ಜಮುನ ತೀರ ವನ ಯಮುನ ಚೇರಾವನ ಕಾಲಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನವಲ್ಲವ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನವಲ್ಲವ ಗಿರಿವಾರನಾದಿ ಯಶೋದನನ್ನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜಾನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜಾನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನ ತೀರ ಪಣಿ ಯಮುನ ತೀರ ವನಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೆ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ Jaya Jaya Gurudev 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 Jaya Gurudev. Jaya Jaya Gurudev 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 Jaya Gurudev. Nitai Gora Divo Harivo Harivo Nitai Gora Harivo
Nitai Gora.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Pariva Jagacharya Hastu Tarasita Sisimad Hidvangis Iskvan Fambacharya Jagadguru Sisi Bhakti Vidanta Swami Sula Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Pariva Jagacharya Stutara Sita Sisimad Vivaindra Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Guri Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridasa Kurti Jai. Prem Sri Guru Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopal Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Gauravadan Ki Jai. Vrindavanadam Ki Jai. Mathuradam Ki Jai. Navadip Mayapuram Ki Jai. Purushottam Kshetra Jagannath Puridam Ki Jai. Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi Ki Jai. Yamuna Mai Ki Jai. Ganges Mai Ki Jai. Tulasi Devi Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Nitai Gaura Premanand. All glorious assembled devotees. All glorious assembled devotees. All glorious assembled devotees. All glorious Shishi Guru Sri Gauranga. Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narutamam devim saraswatim vyasam tatajaya mudiraye nashta praisa badrisu Nityam Bhagavata Sivaya Bhagavati Uttamasluki Bhakti Bhavashtinashtiki Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Agyanat Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshulunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Gurun Sri Yutam Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhan Vitam Chai He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bhando Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Visavana Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpataru Vyascha kripa sandhubhyai vacha patitanam pavanubhyo vaishnavabhyo namo namaha jai shri krishna chaitanya prabho nityananda shri advaita gadadhara shri vasadi gaura bhakta vrinda hare krishna 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 hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Grantara, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10 to 4. Chapter 28. Puranjana becomes a woman in the next life. Text 37. Sitoshna vata vashna varsani. Shud pipase priyapiye. Sukaduke iti dvandvani. Ajayal samadharasanam. Sitoshna vata varsani shud pipase priyapriye sukaduke iti bandvani ajayat samadharsanam sitoshna vata varsani Shud pipase priyapiye sukaduke iti dvandvani ajayat samadharsana.
Sita,
cold,
Ushna,
heat,
Vata,
wind,
Varsani,
and rainy seasons,
Chut,
hunger,
Pipase,
and thirst.
Priya,
pleasant,
apriye,
and unpleasant,
sukha,
happiness,
dukkhe,
and distress,
iti,
thus,
dvandvani,
dualities,
ajayat, He conquered. Samadharasana. Equipoised. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Lesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Through austerity, King Malayadwaj, in body and mind, gradually became equal to the dualities of cold and heat, happiness and distress, wind and rain, hunger and thirst, the pleasant and the unpleasant. In this way, he conquered all relativities. Please repeat.
Through austerity, King
Malayadwaj, in body and mind, gradually became equal to the dualities of cold and heat, happiness and distress, wind and rain, hunger and thirst, the pleasant and the unpleasant. In this way, he conquered all relativities. Purport. Liberation means becoming free from the relativities of the world. Unless one is self-realized, he has to understand of the relative world. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna advises Arjuna to conquer relativities like winter and summer that gives us trouble in the material world. In the winter, we do not like taking a bath, but in the summer, we wish to take a bath twice, thrice, or more a day. Thus, Krishna advises us not to be disturbed by such relativities and dualities when they come and go. The common man has to undergo much austerity to become equipoised before dualities. One who becomes agitated by the relativities of life has accepted the relative position and must therefore undergo the austerities prescribed in the sastras to transcend the material body and put an end to material existence. King Malayadwaj underwent severe austerities by leaving his home, going to Kolachal, taking his bath in the sacred rivers, and eating only vegetables like stems, roots, seeds, flowers, and leaves, avoiding any cooked food or grains. These are very, very austere practices. In this age, it is very difficult to leave home and go to the forest or the Himalayas to adopt the processes of austerity. Indeed, it is almost impossible. If one is even advised to give up meat eating, drinking, gambling, and illicit sex, one will fail to do so. What then will a person do if he went to the Himalayas or Kulachal? Such acts of renunciation are not possible in this age. Therefore, Lord Krishna has advised us to accept the Bhakti Yoga process. Bhakti Yoga will automatically liberate the person from the dualities of life. In Bhakti Yoga, Krishna is the center and Krishna is always transcendental. Thus, in order to transcend dualities, one must always engage in the service of the Lord, as confirmed by Bhagavad Gita 14:26. Mam chayuva vivicharina bhakti yoga na sevate saragunan samitita itan brahma bhuya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance at once transcends the moods of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. If one is factually engaged in the service of the Lord, Bhakti Yoga, he will automatically control his senses, his tongue, and so many other things. Once engaged in the Bhakti Yoga process with all sincerity, one will have no chance of falling down. Even if one falls down, there is no loss. One's devotional activities may be stunned or checked for the time being, but as soon as there is another chance, the practitioner begins from the point where he left off. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport to text 37 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 28, entitled Puranjana Becomes a Woman in the Next Life. Through austerity, King Malayadwaj in body and mind gradually became equal to the dualities of cold and heat, happiness and distress, wind and rain, hunger and thirst, the pleasant and the unpleasant. In this way, he conquered all relativities. King Malayadwaj conquered relativities. Through austerity. Therefore, he does not experience the dualities of material world. He is not affected by winter or cold. He is equal. He is not affected by hunger and thirst. He has conquered it. He is not affected by being glorified or being condemned. If one praises him or one insults him or whatever, he does not respond, which is the proof that we are not this body. We are not the body. It's a fact, and it's proved here that we are not the body. He has transcended all the demands of the material body. He is free from the body because he has regained the self. So happiness or distress, it has nothing to do with that. Everything that has to do with this body, he has passed them. Now he is situated in transcendence. And Prabhupada said this is liberation. Liberation from material existence, the world of relativities. And in the history of our system, we have so many great personalities who are also like this. Ajat Bharat, he eats. How does he eat? Not because the food is tasty. So whatever food is given to him, he will eat, not complain. There is salt or not salt, it is sweet or it is bitter, he doesn't see that. He only see this is food, just to keep the body. That means that Krishna consciousness works. That's why we can see the difference. The system works. That if one practice, you will get the result of what we are practicing. Many a times the question comes, how do I know I'm making advancement in Krishna consciousness? How do I know that there is progress in my Krishna consciousness? This text answers the question. Do you still feel hunger and thirst? No, advancement is there. Do we still feel happy and distress? Is something glorify our ego, we feel joyful, and something disturb our ego, we feel disturbed? Yes, advancement. It's advancement. So we can check where we are in Krishna consciousness by looking at our scriptures. We have mirror with which we use to see our face. We have a mirror to see our face, our faces. What's a mirror to see the heart? The scriptures. The scripture is a mirror. So we look at this verse, 37, is a mirror to see where we belong in our Christian consciousness. Do we still have some complaint about good and bad? Yes, advancement. No means there's no advancement. We are not making progress. If I see seeing dualities, the dualities which we see is mostly on our own eyes, not on the person or the object which we see. It is on our own eyes. That's the way Krishna shows his causeless mercy towards us, to see or to show us where we belong, which level we are. Krishna do that by bringing opposite situation for us to see. So we can test ourselves and see. In Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna asked Krishna, you are teaching me about Matpara Bhakta. How do I know Matpara Bhakta? How does Matpara Bhakta react to a situation, pleasant and unpleasant? How does he relate to it? The same way like I do? Krishna said, no, like tortoise. A tortoise uses the senses when necessary, and when it's unnecessary, the senses does not use the senses. That is Matpara Bhakta. Matpara Bhakta does not react to situation the same way. In other words, we cannot pay evil with evil. We pay evil with good. This is Matpara behavior. Matpara behavior, he changed every negative things into positive, and every positive thing makes it more positive. Matpara Bhakta, Malaya Dwaj Maharaj. This is his position. And people on this platform, this is how they act. They don't see the instrument. They see the cause. If someone insults me, the person who insulted me is the instrument, not the cause. The cause of me being insulted is myself. A Matpara Bhakta will see that. But one who is not on that level will see, why did he insult me? And argument. How do I know I'm making advancement? When we are arguing to prove our point of being right. I'm right. I want to make you understand that I'm right. The duality, conditioning. One who has transcended will not defend. He will simply understand, it is my fault. accepting responsibility for good and bad is a sign of advancement. And that is the culture pure devotee established for us. Even Lord Krishna himself, he did. He taught us the process. Lord Krishna told the Kumaras, the offense my servant committed is actually done by me. He accepted responsibility. He also told Bhrigumuni, hurting your feet by stepping on my chest is my fault. You are such a wonderful sadhu, and your lotus feet is so soft, but my heart is like stone. Touching my hand, you have hurt your feet. Let me massage it for you. Please accept the responsibility. The sign of purity, of perfection. The sign that we are making advancement. One will accept responsibility for everything that happened, good or bad. But we will come to this point through austerity, disciplining the senses. The senses have to be disciplined. If we want to transcend, the senses need to be disciplined. Do that. How do you do that? Regulative principles. Regulate. The senses have to be regulated. So, Malaya Dwaj Maharaj regulated his senses. And the result of that is that he has conquered all dualities. No relativities. He is no more under taste. This is palatable, this is unpalatable. He does not see that any longer. What he sees is different. When there is heat, he tolerates. When there is cold, he tolerates. Why should we tolerate heat and cold? Why we should tolerate? Why should we tolerate? A Christian mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, if we should tolerate because they are not permanent. They are temporary. So tolerate. It was not there yesterday. It is here today. Tomorrow it will not be there. So tolerate it. Just wait for tomorrow. It is gone. That's one reason why we should tolerate. Second reason why we should tolerate, if we don't tolerate, we complicate the issue. You make the problem more difficult. So the sadhu, the devotees, they tolerate because they know the consequences of intolerance. So Chinese people said, Chinese, not the Bhaktas, ordinary people, ordinary people, but they have wisdom, and they said, 1 minute, 1 second tolerance can save one from 100 years in jail. Just 1 second or 1 minute tolerance can save one from 100 years in jail. Just 1 minute. Tolerate it. If someone slaps you, just be patient. The Bible says, give him this one. That is difficult. But that is what Bible recommends. If someone slaps you here, tell him to do to the other side. Why? Because the person is taking your load off your head. The karma is gone by doing that. So a pure devotee feels happy when there is a heavy challenges. He feels happy because he knows if I pass this, I'll be promoted. Promotion.
Third reason why we should tolerate is that if we tolerate, we will overcome all dualities. We become pure, become purified. So tolerance is very, very powerful. Very powerful. So we should tolerate, we should learn to tolerate the agitating senses. We should tolerate. Because if you tolerate it, the senses, tolerating means that we are denying the senses, the demands. And naturally, it will stop. In due course of time, it will stop. Because we have neglected to respond to the demands. Tolerance. Powerful. We should learn how to tolerate the agitating mind and the senses. Tolerate. They will go if you tolerate. But if you continue to respond to it, Bhagavad Gita said, one who strives to fulfill the demands of the senses will remain miserable in this world. Only a person who can tolerate will be happy. Peace and happiness is meant for one who is tolerating. Not one who is struggling to fulfill the demands of the senses will remain a slave to the senses. One will become the master of the senses by tolerance. Engaging the senses appropriately through discipline, we will transcend naturally and come to the topmost platform where everything becomes Krishna's arrangement for us to make progress. Our practice of Krishna consciousness will take us to the level where we will see everything at Krishna's mercy, Krishna's arrangement for us to make advancement, for us to transcend. That is a sign of advancement, that yes, one is making advancement. Now, I am seeing that everything in Lord Krishna's mercy for me. The mercy of Krishna does not always have to come from the front. The best mercy of Krishna must always come from the back, not from the front. The mercy which comes from the front will glorify, it will feed our ego, our false ego. The mercy which comes from the back will purify us. So those who are very, very fortunate, they appreciate more the mercy that comes from the back. What the mercy that comes from the back? Ekadasi. Is it not? The mercy that comes from the back. Janmashtami. No eating till midnight. And we'll be looking at our watch. But Vrindavan Das Thakura said, Vrindavan Das Thakura, Chaitanya Bhagavat, one who is very, very fortunate to observe Nityananda Trayodashi and Gaura Purnima, anyone who can observe these 2 days, he didn't even add Ekadasi to it. Just the 2 days, one will not take birth again in this material world. For that day we are drinking water. Just right from the morning we are still drinking water. We are eating and even thinking of food the whole day. But see the mercy. The mercy from the back is waiting. Nobody see. We only like to see this thing in the front. We don't see what is at the back. Because our false ego is in the front. And the humility is at the back. So because the humility is at the back, we don't see what happened at the back. We only see what's happening in the front. But what we truly see is illusion. So the mercy from the back purifies. Yes. The austerity Malaya Dwan Maharaj performed is difficult for us. Prabhupada said it was impossible. Impossible means what? Why Prabhupada used it almost impossible? It's impossible. Why? Because we are degraded. But degraded. Low class. Those who are strong, they will accept this as mercy of Krishna. It is not that Maladwaj was forced by his guru to do the austerity. He knows the importance, so he engaged himself in doing it willingly. So the process for purification to transcend is established here. Mam chayu abhyabhi charina. Abhyabhi charina. This is chapter 14. In chapter 13, abhyabhi charini. The same thing. Means what? Prabhupada said, one who does not fall down in any circumstances. One who does not fall down. Means what? Steady practice. Stairam atma vinigraha. Steady practice. One will get to this point. Sagona samitadaitan. Brahmabhuya kalpate. Promotion becomes by steady practice. Steady. No break. No reincarnation. No recreation. There's no recreation. No break. Constant. We will transcend. Means we should persevere. One of the qualities. Perseverance is important. Or tolerance is important. Tolerance. We should learn how to tolerate. Because we know it will not last forever. It will just last for some time. And after that, the glory will be ours. Therefore, we should tolerate the disturbances of the senses, the disturbances of other living entities, the disturbances of nature. Even we should tolerate Lord Krishna not responding to our prayers as we think. So we tolerate. Why? He's a supreme. He's a supreme and fully independent. So we have to tolerate and wait for his causeless mercy. That will become our chance if we wait. Tolerate to become our chance, to become our perfection, to become our right. Hare Krishna. Comments or questions? 10 minutes. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Very grateful to you for telling the importance of tolerance and why we should tolerate. My question is about the thing you started, that one should not get affected by insults and praises. So how do we actually genuinely forgive from the heart someone who has kind of Because we have a lot of false egos, so it appears that it is too much. So how do we genuinely forgive from the heart, not just superficially say that, you know, so that we come to this level?
Yes, we have our false ego. Yeah, that is true. Why should I forgive you? My ego tells me that I'm better than you. So, but why should I forgive you? Because I should forgive you because I have also done so many nonsenses to other people whom I'm expecting them to forgive me. Therefore, I should also forgive you. Is it not? If I want to be forgiven, I should also forgive others. Why should I forgive? Why should you forgive me and I cannot forgive others? Why? What is so special in me that I should not forgive, but I should want everybody to forgive me? What is that special thing? False ego. Not bhakti. It's false ego. Because I have offended so many people also, I should forgive as I want others to forgive me. That is how things work. So you balance. See not? That's the reason why we should forgive. If Krishna doesn't forgive us, if Guru doesn't forgive us, will we make advancement? If Guru doesn't forgive, if Krishna doesn't forgive us, will we go anywhere? No. So, we should do the same thing for people. We should forgive others as we would like them to forgive us. As Christian, this is how we were praying as Christian. This is our prayer. Dear Father, forgive me as I also forgive those who trespasses against me. That is the culture. As we are begging God to forgive us, as we are begging others to forgive us, we should also forgive others. Then you will forgive. One day, a god sister came to our Gurudev, and she has 1,000 points. And he was mentioning all of them one by one. So Gurudev was sitting there and listening to the 1,000 perfect complaints she has for one god brother. And then after she enumerated the 1,000 points, she concluded, Gurudev, that is why I would never forgive this devotee. Then Gurudev said, I agree, don't forgive him. I agree with you. Don't forgive him. It's too much. The only question I want to ask you, have you ever offended someone else? Check. Have you ever offended anybody? She was silent. Gurudev repeated, have you ever offended anyone in your life? Yes, Gurudev. Do you want them to forgive you? Yes, Gurudev. Those people you want them to forgive you, are they not feeling the pain I am feeling for the other devotee? They don't feel the pain? They feel the pain. So why should they forgive you when you cannot forgive others? So she left. As we want others to forgive us, we should also forgive them. As we are feeling, they also feel the same way. So forgive. We should learn to forgive. And we mentioned the other day, if we want to control anger, we should learn how to forgive. That's the principle.
If you don't know how to forgive, you can never control anger. Never. If you like, go to Himalayas and go and beg sages to give you blessing. It will not work. The medicine is forgive others. We have the strength to control anger. I have read about pastimes of Srila Prabhupada, where when a disciple is on his deathbed and about to die, Prabhupada appeared to receive him. My humble question is, Gurudev, will you be there even in your astral body, spirit form, to receive me when I die? Yes! Why not? It is eternal contract. It's eternal contract. Sign. Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter to one of his disciples, His Holiness Japata Goswami Maharaj. As regards your question about whether the spiritual master has to come back for the disciple, the answer is yes. But don't bring me back. We should not be afraid. We should not be afraid. Because we don't know the connection devotees are having with Krishna or the spiritual master. It's an eternal relationship, it's not a temporal relationship. It's not temporal. The relationship devotees are having with the spiritual master and Krishna is not a temporal relationship. It is a permanent contract, signed. The contract is that I must take you back to Godhead. And even back to Godhead, it's not finished. It's not finished. Because that is when life actually begins. So the contract is permanent. Devotees should not be afraid. Even if the spiritual master is no more in the planet, that is not a problem. My spiritual master left 2005. Do you think that he's not sitting here? You don't see him sitting here? No one is seeing him sitting here? Huh? You don't see? Please try to see. He's watching me exactly like we have a camera there, he's seeing everybody. Complete. Any little thing I would do, he would chastise me. Anything. To chastise. Therefore, I never feel he is not with me at any time. Never. He knows I'm here speaking with all of you. He knows that. No limitation. There's no limitation. The spiritual science, no limitation. I have heard that whatever one thinks of at the last moment of life, one becomes that in the next birth. Therefore, dear Gurudev, if I think about you before I die, will I become you in my next life? No, you will join me, but not becoming me. Because you will join me, so we continue our devotional service there.
Hare Krishna.
Not, don't merge. Our individuality will remain. Otherwise, what is the rasa? What is the rasa? Rasa requires many. Many. One person, no rasa. Where is the rasa? That's why the impersonality cannot enjoy, because they don't see form of Krishna. So they have no rasa. They are very dry, and they will remain dry until they have the mercy of meeting a pure devotee who will transform them. Then they can enjoy. When a superior tests us, then their chances of strain in relationship with him. If there is strain, then what steps shall be taken to continue with faith? The first thing we should try to understand is that we should be grateful. We should be grateful. Someone chastises you, either it is bad or it is good, you should accept it, because it is for your own benefit. It doesn't matter the way it is presented. If you are a fortunate soul, appreciate it. It is for your own good. The Prabhupada chastised a servant. The servant, excuse me, just a minute. The servant, the Prabhupada needed a servant. He came and he is not there. He had gone somewhere. So, some other devotees, they came to see him. And he attended to the devotees. Among those devotees was His Holiness Navayujana Maharaj. Navayujana Maharaj. So, Prabhupada attended to them. And when he is finished, then he told one of them, call my servant. He's not here. So they called the servant. The servant came. Other devotees, they were still there. And Prabhupada shouted, where did you go? Your duty was to be here. Why were you not here? Where did you go? You should be here. That is your duty. What did we do? Prabhupada. Sit here. That is your duty. Okay. He sat down there. So now then Maharaj asked Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, when a god brother, a god sister upset you, are we the disciples? What should we do? What is our duty? Should we help you to beat that devotee? A disciple should not disturb the guru, but when we see that disciple is disturbing the guru, what should we do? We should kill him? Papa said, no. You should be happy that the guru is giving attention to the disciple. Chastising means I have love for him. I care for him. So I'm showing my love by correcting him. So, very good. Very good. So we feel bad that somebody corrected me. Or somebody chastised me. We are ungrateful. We are just ungrateful. So what to do? Just change. Stop it. And be happy that we have been chastised. This person loves me, so he's correcting me. Do we pay someone correcting us? If you go to meet the consultant, you don't pay fee? Don't you pay fee for consultation? So when a devotee or your guru or senior correct you, you pay him for that? So what would make him to correct you? Even if he has false ego, which is not good, but even if he has false ego and correcting your false ego, accept it. It's for your good. how to reach the Prabhupada books. How do we read Srila Prabhupada books? I don't read Srila Prabhupada books, I study Srila Prabhupada books. Because if you read, you forget. If you study, you are connected with Prabhupada. So you won't forget. You are connected with Prabhupada. Devotees who are lacking association because you are not studying Prabhupada books. If you are studying, you are connected, you are having association. And you see in this, just this purport, just this verse we read today, how many personalities are here in this look? How many personalities you see in this look? In this local, how many personalities are here? Two? Who are they? Maladwaja and Prabhupada. Anyone else? Particularly in this verse, in this text. I agree with you, the two person, yes, Prabhupada and Maladwaj. Who again? But the one is speaking. Yes, Chidi? Who again? Yes? Who again? See, I told you, study, not reading. Don't you see Bhagavad Gita quoted here? You don't hear Bhagavad Gita quoted here? No? Bhagavad Gita is here. Who spoke the Gita? Krishna. So just look alone, you are associating with how many people? And we are lacking association. This is how to study proper books. So study. This is not fiction. It's reality. So we should be connected. We should know how to connect with our charyas. I told you what you do that day. We should learn the process of tuning in to the channel of our charyas. We should tune in to the channels of our charyas. The transmission will flow through. But why phone is always ringing? Why phone is always ringing? If phone ring again, I will stop here. Even Karimis in the office, you don't see this. The Karimis, when they have meeting, all phones off. For transcendental people. What about transcendental people? What about transcendental people? The phones will ring. I don't think that is transcendence. It's a disturbance. So we do artificial repression for austerity and eat less. If you do artificial thing, who will benefit? You or somebody else? What we do is what you're going to get. See, if you like to do artificial, you get the result. You're not going to get someone's result who is doing real, genuine austerity. You won't get the result. So, there's no question of doing artificial thing. We don't have that. We don't have that qualification to do that. Even after hearing so much, experiencing bhakti yoga, sometimes lower moods try to pull, loss only. How to develop tolerance and not succumb to such temptations? In the purport, this very purport, Srila Prabhupada mentioned
until we transcend, we will experience the mode of nature, the dualities, until we transcend. So we should learn how to transcend. We have discussed the process of transcending. Tolerating, we should know we should tolerate, and we gave reason why we should tolerate. We should tolerate because it is temporal. If we tolerate, we will transcend, we will overcome naturally.
Yes, sir.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj was describing about performing austerity yesterday and today. We can, when we are practicing Krishna consciousness, we can see that performing austerity is surely a very great help to practice nicely. Just like Krishna consciousness and sense gratification goes ill together. So that, how then austerities help to practice Krishna consciousness, but at the same time, these verses in the Shastras describe that we cannot achieve Krishna by performing austerities or by charity or penance and all these things.
Good, good.
So then, we have seen many times that in our lives also, yesterday was mentioning that if we eat prasadam in the night and in the day, in the morning we feel sleepy in the japa and all. But there are, both are considered, both situations we have seen in our lives that sometimes we have eaten very nice prasadam, lot of prasadam in the night, but the whole practice of Krishna consciousness over the day and all was very good. That next day, even if it is like that, next day because the bhakti bhava is proper, the japa is appropriate. And in other times, we have also seen that we have made a point that we'll not eat very late in the night and all like that, prepared very nicely, but the bhakti bhavana is not proper. So even if the austerities are properly done, but because of the lack of proper attitude, then the japa is not appropriate. So the question was actually whether our austerities has to enhance our devotional service, or the devotional service has to be highlighted in our lives and then advance Krishna consciousness, something like that.
In the sixth canto, Bhagavatam, so Sukadeva Goswami is speaking. Not by austerity. The same sixth canto is mentioning tapasya, brahmacharyena, samayas. Is that one? Samayanacha, Namayanacha. The same person is speaking. Two things, the same person. So what is the meaning? He is telling us, and yesterday we quoted Srila Prabhupada 551. And when he was speaking. And this verse is talking about austerity. So Prabhupada said, don't practice austerity like Hiranyakasipu. You should practice austerity such as to purify the heart. Not like Hiranyakasipu to tease his own son. The lecture Prabhupada said. So this is austerity. It purifies the heart. And Prabhupada said in that lecture, why purifying the heart? Because the heart is dirty, need to be purified. So austerity is required for that. So we'll do it. But we should do it according to our level. It will do it according to our level. Don't just jump here and there. We will not succeed. Just do it according to our level and gradually rise up. Our process is gradual. Do it gradually. Gradually. So we have the strength to sleep less. So we should do that. and do have more time to chant, to hear, to do more service for Krishna. You will get purified faster than if you simply just follow the normal process. Just follow it. If you just follow the principle normally, you get purified, but that is very slow. So devotees who are very, very serious should put extra endeavor. Extra endeavor means austerity. Make extra endeavor. Arjuna became superior to all the students of Dronacharya because of extra endeavor in his practice. Dronacharya told them, I didn't give Arjuna extra thing which I didn't give to you. I gave everything to all of you, the same. But why Arjuna is better? He put extra effort in his practice. When I give training to all of you in the daytime, in the night you are sleeping, but Arjuna is not sleeping both day and night. He's practicing everything I taught him. So he's superior to you. Extra effort. So we should do it according to our level. We should not jump. Just do it according to our level. Gradually, gradually. Then we can go there. That's the process. I feel so inspired. Clay, in your association, I feel like being with you always. What do I do? Yes? It's not difficult. You don't have to physically go with us. You can be with us from your mind. For the mind always hearing what we are discussing. You are connected with the person. Always hear. Just remember all the notes you are taking. When you constantly hear them, read them, you automatically think of that person. And when you think of that person, where are you? You are with the person. So in this way, we will remain together always. If we are facing problems, shall we tolerate or confess? Yes. Before we tolerate, we should meet someone who is superior to us and reveal the mind. This is what I'm experiencing. And whatever advice we received, just practice it. While we are practicing, it's also austerity, and we need to tolerate to do that. So tolerance is required. So we should know how to do that by approaching somebody who knows, who can help us. Then we'll follow the process. In this way, we'll succeed. What exactly is self-realization? It means self-realization. Self-realization means that I have known myself, not just Aham Brahmasmi. To say Aham Brahmasmi, I'm a spirit soul, is not self-realization. Self-realization is when I know I'm not this body, I'm a spirit soul, and I'm engaged in activity of the spirit soul. That is self-realization. Guru Puja sheer importance of Guru Puja and dancing with devotees. Many devotees skip it for chanting, bathing, cleaning, rest, etc. Please explain. First of all, the importance of Guru Puja. Guru and Puja. The lotus feet of my spiritual master are the only way one can attain to. One can? Pure devotion service. So, we are offering respect and worship to the spiritual master because he gives us what? P. pure devotional service. Then attachment to your lotus feet is the perfection that fulfills all desires. That is why we are worshipping. That is why Guru Puja is there. Guru Puja is there for this purpose. That we come before Srila Prabhupada every morning and singing this, offering him flower. What are we doing? We are reconfirming the vows we have taken. I promise I will not do these four things, our chances in Iran. I'm renewing it. This is Guru Puja. This is importance. And in Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 1, text 84 to 84. Vrindavan Das Thakura said, when you raise your hand like this and are dancing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And in Pune and Chopati, then you go around, right? His Holiness Radhana Maharaj established this. It is in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. It's not just ordinary. What he gave us that we are doing is in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Vrindavan Das Thakura said, when you are chanting Hare Krishna, you raise your hand, you are liberating people from the upper planetary systems. And when you are dancing, you are liberating the living entities who are down below us. When you turn around, you are liberating all the directions are getting purified. By your costless glance, your sanctity. It's in Chaitanya Bhagavat. So dancing, it is devotional dancing for Krishna's pleasure. It is not possible for Prakasananda Saraswati to understand it. Because it's not ordinary thing. Did he understand? Prakasananda Saraswati? Kirtan, did he understand? That you are dancing to Godhead. It's difficult for him to understand that. But you are doing it easily without understanding what it means. This is the meaning. It is in Chaitanya Bhagavat. So we should do it regularly. I have to go because I don't want to miss my flight. My service in VIH is there tomorrow morning, and I don't want to disappoint the devotees there. Please don't sin again. We should bet at least twice, many times, because of service sadhana. We bet only once. Please tell importance. We should bet regularly. We should bet regularly, more than once. It is there in the scripture. Brahmachari, householders, what the time? Two times for? Brahmachari. Three times for? Sannyasi. Three times. Householders? Three times. And for in the deity worship book, how many times you wash the hand? Seven times. Every time. Regularly. Regularly. So it is important. It is very important for us to bathe. This cleanliness. We should be clean. Yesterday we didn't mention that dirtiness is not renunciation. We should be clean. I have a strong tendency to see myself better than others. So how I can overcome this? Because it mentioned in a book, the spiritual connection, that this is a big obstacle. Yes, it is a big obstacle because it is false ego. To see one better than others, what is it that is in us which makes us feel that we are better? Everything, any one of us here, we speak, it is our acharya's realization. It's not our own. Is it not? So why should I be proud? Why should I be better? Because you memorize a sloka. If you memorize sloka and repeat it, does it mean we have mastered them? We are that sloka we are speaking? Just a memory work. That's memory. And even that memory, Krishna gave us. It's given to us by Krishna. So, what is our chance to be proud? It is just false ego. Maya is cheating us by making us to think like that. And we should understand that we are lower than everyone else. Because one who is advanced, one of the signs that we're making advancement is that we are humble. Vidya, Vinaya, Sampadne means what? What's the meaning? A true sage by dint of knowledge. A true sage by dint of knowledge is what? Humble. It's humble. That's a sign to know that one is advanced in Christian consciousness. It's humble. I understand responsibility, responsible of bad, but what it means by responsible of good? Responsible for good. Yes, we are responsible for both good and bad. As I said, we are responsible for good and bad. Good and bad, it things which are not palatable to us is considered bad. And things which are, like we get respect, it's good. Say we like it, yeah. Tell me more. Tell me more. No, tell me more. That is so called good. It's not good, but we think it is good. So whatever happened, either it's good or bad, we are responsible for that. We'll get the benefit. Although Kirtan Japa, Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Prabhupada books and reading are all on transcendental platform. Kirtan and Japa has same holy name. I only feel sleepy in Japa, not other act. Why is that? Do we sleep when we are eating? Why we don't sleep while we are eating? Huh? We have interest. The interest is there. The thing we don't like, it is difficult. The thing we like are not difficult. So difficult things are not that. They are the things we don't like to do. Because easy things are the things we like to do. Even if it's very difficult, but because you like it, we'll do it. So we like the taste for the holy name. And Rupa Goswami said, we have jaundice. Our tongue has jaundice, avidya. So, but he recommended that it is so wonderful that the very bitter medicine which we don't want to take is a cure. So we have no alternative than to chant the holy name. So let us chant the holy name all regularly. Lead singer offers everyone's prayers, consciousness. To sing very nicely, like any other thing else, is not because of our perfection. So, for example, someone who is a musician before and maybe becomes a devotee, his kirtan will be different from others who are not musicians. But does that mean that the person is a pure devotee and others are not pure? It's not like that. The Krishna is using that as a means to get us purified. So, when we continue to do this, then we can purify. So while we are doing kirtan, we should be very, very conscious that anyone who hears me, while I am singing my false ego, anyone who hears me, he will sing the false ego, not the kirtan. So as it is devotional service, we should compose ourselves. I'm going to do this service. Let me do it properly for the pleasure of Krishna and his devotees. Not just sing it to entertain people for our glorification. That is not devotional service. When a disciple gets the guru as revealed by Krishna internally, how will an external confirmation also come from Krishna? If you pray to Krishna, give me my guru, and a Krishna has shown you the person, go to the person and ask him, am I your disciple? What is the proof? What is the proof you have to show that I'm your disciple? Ask him. He will tell you. Then you know it's confirmed. Because if Krishna tells you to go and meet him, Krishna will also tell him about you. I'm practicing Krishna consciousness out of fear for future. What are difficulties? How to rise to practicing blissfully. Yes, we should continue. We should continue to practice. Whatever means Krishna has used to bring us here, that is Krishna's trick he has used to bring us. So now that we are here, we should now pray seriously to Krishna or do it very nicely. If we do it very nicely, all those unnecessary things, Krishna will take them away and the real thing will be revealed to us. When something good happens to me, I'm able to see or grateful that it is Krishna's mercy or arrangement. But when something bad happens, I'm not able to see Krishna's mercy or plan. That is how we discuss with you the mercy of Krishna coming from the back. So now we should understand it is also Krishna's mercy that I should have this situation. Therefore, I need to become serious in what I'm practicing. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Itai Gaur Prema Anande.